Pacific Islanders from Fiji marked the opening of the historic conference with a traditional ceremony of welcome in the General Assembly Hall. All of them have served as UN peacekeepers in trouble spots around the world. Their Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, is serving as co-president of the conference and said it pained him to see what's befallen the ocean, on which his people depend for their very survival.
Our seas and oceans have become vast rubbish dumps, and the creatures who live in them are suffering acutely. Whales with stomachs full of plastic bags and other rubbish. Humankind is slowly killing off one of our most precious resources, the rich bounty of our seas and oceans that generations across the millennia have relied upon for sustenance and to earn a living.
Sitting alongside him on the podium, co-presiding, was Swedish Deputy Prime Minister Isabella Lövin. Separated by thousands of miles, both Sweden and Fiji have a proud seafaring past, and she said conserving and restoring the ocean was the key reason why she entered politics. She pleaded with everyone in the hall to seize the moment.
We know what needs to be done. We know the ocean is broken. And we now need to sit down together the next 5 days and make the long to-do list we all need to be ticking off, working together in order to fix it. This is the moment, and a better moment will never arrive. Thank you.
The President of the General Assembly, Peter Thompson, also a Fijian, widened the scope of what's at stake, putting the Ocean Conference within the context of the two great global agreements in defence of the planet, the 2015 Paris Agreement on Climate Change and the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals.
We now live in the years of action and implementation. These are the years when we must demonstrate fidelity to our two life-saving agreements. The years when we cease to steal from the future of our grandchildren.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it was appropriate that his first major conference as UN chief should be about such a vital global resource as the seas and oceans. They belong to all of us, he said, adding that the UN had a critical role to play in supporting the international call for action that will be formally adopted as part of the game-changing conference.
Improving the health of our oceans is a test for multilateralism. And we cannot afford to fail. We must jointly address the problems of governance that have held us back. I am aware that there are many obstacles to progress, but we need a new strategic vision. Unless we overcome the territorial and resource interests that have blocked progress for far too long, the state of our oceans will continue to deteriorate. We must put aside short-term national gain to prevent long-term global catastrophe.
The essential first step, said the UN chief, was to realise that conservation and sustainability of marine resources are two sides of the same coin. Matthew Wells, United Nations.